So you've been working at the ICTR for about 6 years.
Yes.
And you're in your roles within the outreach and external affairs. Is there something that you would like to tell me at the beginning? We'll be going into some different questions, but there may be something that you would like to tell me at this time about your experiences here.
When I joined the ICTR, I had mixed feeling. I didn't really know very well the ICTR. Perception of the tribunal in Rwanda was really very, very negative at that time. And people were saying that the tribunal is not really working. So myself, I was wondering really whether the ICTR was really doing a good job. And the second perception I had was about, I was really very positive about death penalty. But when I joined the ICTR, my perception changed because I saw what any sentence, what the meaning of each of the sentences that are given here at the tribunal. I saw that when someone is in jail, away from his family, this is also a terrible situation. So adding to that, such a kind of life, a life imprisonment, I saw that this could be a punishment that can push that person to think again about the kind of crime that he committed. But if you kill someone, he's gone, so he cannot change. But someone who has committed crimes, he can be subjected to changes, and he can even deliver another kind of message that that future generation can rely on, can learn about, which can help to build a new society in our country. So those are really the two key perceptions that I had when I joined the ICTR.
Okay.
So the other thing that I forgot to mention is that the negative perception was not about ICTR only. In Rwanda, it was a widespread perception about the UN based on the role of the United Nations in Rwanda during the 1994 genocide. People were really, really very, very negative about the UN.
So what is your role now? What are your responsibilities? Can you talk about?
I have two main responsibilities. I mobilize resources for the ICTR projects. Actually, we have two budgets in the ICTR, two kinds of budgets. We have assessed budget that we received from the headquarters, but we have also extra budgetary resources that we receive from different donors to support various projects that could not be funded from the ordinary budget of the ICTR. So my role is to mobilize resources from outside donors. So the second role that I play is to support national jurisdictions as part of the ICTR completion strategy. For instance, now we have a capacity building program targeting Rwandan judicial officials. So in my capacity, I try to pull together all resources that we have in the tribunal so that this program can be implemented successfully. Additionally, as someone who has been involved in the outreach program, I intervene from time to time in the design or implementation of the outreach program.
Can you speak to, in this role, what unique qualities do you feel you bring as a Rwandan working here in this?
As a Rwandan working here, for instance, in the outreach program, there is a kind of insight that I have that a foreigner doesn't have vis-a-vis a Rwandan. You know, when you are preparing an outreach program, you have to understand your target audiences, what they want, and even their culture, because any message is not accepted by a given group. And also, you have to understand which kind of channel that you may use to impact on your targeted audience. As a Rwandan, I have a certain knowledge of that because I worked in Rwanda, and also I know the kind of feeling that my countrymates have. I know the kind of problems that they have, because even before working for the United Nations, I was working for a social mobilization program in Rwanda for United Nations funds for children, UNICEF. So I know very well my country, I know my countrymates, though it's, I cannot say 100% that I know everyone, but I know the social dynamics of my society. And this is really, really very, very important.
Do you feel that, or do you have something that you wish the people who worked here knew about Rwandans?
Yes. First of all, if I can come back to the question that you asked before, working for the ICTR, as a Rwandan, working for the ICTR is not easy, because it's as if you live on a daily basis the events that took place in my country. So I live that. But at the same time, I must take a certain distance from the events that took place in my country so that I can be as much impartial as possible. And this is not easy. At the beginning, it wasn't easy, but I had to fight against myself so that I could manage to do that. It's not easy, but it's possible. And this is really one of the best lessons that I learned from the ICTR. So coming back to your question regarding
what you wish people here at the ICTR knew about Rwandans.
Yeah, what I would like most people of the ICTR to know about Rwandans is to know the kind of suffering that Rwandans went through. A genocide is not a simple event. It's a horrible crime. And really, I would like that my colleagues here at the ICTR visit Rwanda and understand the magnitude of the suffering that my countrymate went through. It's not easy to understand. And maybe some of them will not even understand it. But going to Rwanda, seeing the country itself, I think it can help them even in their daily work.